Hello.
Hello there. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. And would you mind giving us a hand with a five-minute survey? It's about the upcoming elections.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for your time. For giving us
most
time.
People tell you, fuck off, right?
Yeah, most people do. Especially tonight.
I thought about it, and I was like, well, if it's about the election, I'll give you my two cents. Here's
yes.
the deal. I voted for Biden. I will never vote Democrat again. I am done with those fuckers. They fucked us royally. I will never vote again for a Democrat, ever, under any circumstances, probably. I mean, I'm 62 and I'm old, and that's cool. And I was an elected representative for my precinct in Michigan before I moved out to California.
Oh, okay. You're from Michigan.
Yep.
Nice. How do you like California?
I'm a Midwesterner. I love the weather.
Okay.
I love the ocean. I am a very solitary person, so I don't have a lot of friends. I have a few friends, you know, and that's cool,
yeah.
But I'm an artist, so I stay home and make arty things.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Everybody's going to have to now. There's
these
restaurants going out of business. It's like...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Half the restaurants in California are going out of business.
Is that because of the rent?
$20 fast food minimum wage. McDonald's is closing a bunch of places, and Pizza Hut.
But don't they get that? Don't they get
a bunch of them?
Don't they get what they pay their employees, like, subsidized by the government?
No, this is private business. Private businesses don't get subsidies from the government. You have to be either really poor or really rich or have something that everybody needs all the time. And it needs to be there, like electricity or whatever, to get anything from the government. You don't get it unless you're, like, really broke. And no, the government is not paying the difference in those people's wages. And the CEOs are fucking pissed.
I don't think that
if I was a business owner again, I would probably punch Gavin Newsom in the face for that. That's $20 an hour. That's ridiculous. I worked at McDonald's. You know how much I made? $3.50. And I thought that was good. That was in Flint, Michigan before it died.
Oh. Wow. Before we go any further, I have to ask you this. Could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a safe place where we can talk?
I'm not driving.
Okay.
I don't drive.
Okay.
I don't like to drive. I mean, I have a car, but I mean, it's like 5 years old and has 30,000 miles on it, so.
Oh, it's still
new. Driving. Yeah, it's still new.
Okay.
And it's paid off, which is really nice.
Even better.
Yeah.
And in which county do you reside in California?
Fresno.
Fresno, okay. And this is a question, so a little tricky. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get, and these are your options, all or almost all calls on a regular home phone? But they're you don't deal with a home phone anymore, correct?
Yes. I have a home phone for emergencies, but I don't use it very much.
All right. And are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station or a political party?
Nope.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, what year were you born? Just the year.
1962.
Thank you.
Makes me old.
Well, we're
the old lady that tells everybody just what I want to.
it's actually
fun being an old person. It sucks being young. It's great being old.
You know what? I'm starting to get the sense of that, and you're right. Yes.
It's true. When you're young, you have to do all the hard work. When you get older and you can't do it anymore, they send you home with a disability check, and you just stay home.
Yes. Okay. And if you don't mind us asking, what is your main racial background?
I'm as white as they come, honey. I glow in the dark.
Just like
my family is from the British Isles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Almost. In fact, on my dad's side, our family came over on the Mayflower.
Oh, really? Wow.
And I'm a daughter of the American Revolution, and I'm a daughter of the Civil War, and my great-great-grandpa was a Quaker minister, and he had his own underground railroad.
Hmm.
And he hid people that were trying to get away from the slavers.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last grade of that you completed in school?
I have a bachelor's.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's get started. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He's the biggest fuck-up we've ever had.
So,
I hate him. I don't dislike him personally. I just think he's not in charge. I think Obama's running everything from the basement, and I believe that. He's said that before. He's made references. And I don't like anybody in the Democratic Party anymore. I'm done with their shit.
Okay. Next.
You're probably calling for the Democratic Party, right?
No, I have no opinion here. Let me, hold on, give me a second here. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor? I think you disapprove.
I disapprove.
Huh? Yeah. Strongly or somewhat?
Very strongly.
Thank you.
My son loves him. My son's all on the left side. I'm all on the right side, so.
Okay. You just switched, you said, huh?
Well, no, I was always a Republican.
Oh, okay.
Until Bill Clinton. I voted for Bill Clinton, but I didn't. And then I voted the second time for Obama, but I've always voted Republican.
Okay.
I did vote for Joe Biden after, because of the whole, you know, everybody getting sick and stuff, and I didn't really understand what was going on.
Okay. Okay. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Probably the Republican candidate.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I may mention someone you don't know too much about or have no opinion of, you can just say that too. First person is Esmeralda Soria.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And next person is Kamala Harris.
Gag me with a spoon, dude. Seriously.
Okay.
I can't stand her. Ugh.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I like him.
Okay. And the last person on here is Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you.
I should know my representatives from my area, being that I'm a veteran. Well, you know, veterans, we tend to be right-wingers anyway, because we know what it takes to, you know, run a country, and we've been in the middle of the shit. So we understand that open borders is going to get a lot of people killed. You know, it is. A lot of people will die because of the open borders.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those people will come in here and kill us. They will.
You guys have guns, pretty heavy guns. You guys can do that.
I know. I've just seen stuff happen like that. I've just seen all this fentanyl deaths, and I don't think the Mexican people are bad people at all. I think it's the people that are coming through Mexico from other places, and we have a lot of that going on, and they're not vetting them, and it's very dangerous.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, look at all these freaking Hamas assholes. They're idiots. They're useful idiots. That's what the Muslims call them. Mm-hmm. Useful idiots. You can march for our cause, and we'll kill you because you're gay. Well, that's not good.
Okay, let's move on. Which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? I'm going to go down the list, and then you can pick one of them, okay? First, we have homelessness, then education, crime and public safety, abortion, healthcare, taxes, climate change, inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, and border security.
Inflation, border security, those would be my first two.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress?
I'm very interested.
So you would give it a 10?
Very interesting to see what's going on. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican?
The Republican.
Okay, the Republican.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Would that be a probably or a definitely?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction or is it pretty seriously off the wrong track?
It's as fucked up as I've ever seen it in my life. And I remember when Jimmy Carter was in office and inflation was so bad. And, I remember when he was in office, I was probably in junior high school or something maybe. Mm-hmm. And inflation was really, really bad. And the first president I got to vote for was Ronald Reagan.
Oh, okay.
Picked the winner right out of high school. I knew who to vote for. And for some reason, I tend to generally go with most people. My opinions are the same as everybody I know, except for my Jewish friends, and they're very hardcore Democrats. But that's okay. Not all. Not all of my friends are, some of them are. I just don't talk about politics. I just go, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Because, don't want to have somebody, pull out their gun and shoot you because they don't like who you're voting for. Oh, crazy people are these days. You don't know what they're going to do.
You don't want that, no. Okay, let's move on. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
I think it's decreased slightly.
Okay.
Of course, we moved into Fresno. We were living in Tulare County. My son was working at a campground out there. And that place was a hotbed of criminal stuff going on. I mean, it was right off the 99 and people were, it was like an RV park and a lot of people live in their RVs so they don't have to pay rent.
Uh-huh.
And they use their money for drugs and alcohol. We saw several people die from drugs and alcohol when my son was working out there. Our neighbor lady, she was the same age as me. In fact, I think she was a year younger. And she died.
Oh, well, she overdosed.
Smoked a lot of weed. No, she smoked a lot of weed, and I think she had pancreatitis, and she wouldn't stop drinking. She kept telling me her stomach hurts. I said, that's pancreatitis. You need to not drink any alcohol, or it'll kill you. She didn't listen.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's move on. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. First statement says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Does that make
yes,
you feel
I
much?
Yes, I like that. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. Because right. We have been taxed to death by these people, and they're stuffing their own pockets with our money.
Okay.
I'm sick and tired of it.
Next statement, it says, in the assembly, John Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments
yes,
with the information
absolutely.
They learn while in public office. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. They're okay. All playing dirty, and it makes
okay.
me infuriated because when I was a representative, I would have never dreamed of doing something like that.
Okay. Next statement. To make California more affordable, John Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
How would this state be run? I don't understand how you can do that.
Okay, I wouldn't know.
I don't understand the question. I don't understand how that's possible.
Okay,
to get rid of all the taxes.
How
do you get rid of taxes on everything? Just income tax only?
I guess. So your options here are much more likely to vote for her, much less likely to vote for her, or you can also have the option of no difference. It makes no difference. Maybe you don't believe, you don't, like this one, you don't think it's
I don't know.
Something, yeah, so, okay.
I just don't know. I don't understand how that would work, so I would have to have that explained to me in detail.
Yes. Next statement. John Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Amen to that.
Okay, thank you. And the last statement says, John Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers. And
yes.
And one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
Yes, I agree with that. I don't even think they should be getting life in prison. They ought to have their ass kicked and hung by the neck till they're dead. The hard way, not the easy way, not where they drop them, where they just lift them up and choke them to death. That's what those motherfuckers deserve. I don't like people who hurt children. I used to work, when I was in the Navy, I worked at the youth center one summer because I broke my leg and they had to give me gimp duty. And I had a little girl come in whose mom's boyfriend raped her. And she was only 11 years old.
Oh, my God.
And I had to take care of that situation. I had to call. She told me what was wrong. I could tell there was something wrong because I read people pretty good. And she told me what happened, and I had to call the XO of the base, and I said, this is an emergency. I am so sorry to bother you about this little girl. I said, I'll keep her at my house, but you let me go get a gun from the armory in case that motherfucker shows up at my door, because I'll kill him.
Yeah.
I will keep her safe. And I did. I didn't have to use it, thank God, but.
Nice. Okay, moving on. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or John Garcia Rose, the Republican?
Probably the Republican. She's the one that's going to Congress to tell us all that information. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or do I have that mixed up? Yeah.
No,
I would want her
correct.
To do it.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, next I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. So the same thing but this time for Esmeralda Soria. Politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
God, these people that can't keep their pants on.
So would you say that
you can tell I'm really straight-laced, right?
Yeah. Would you say
I'm
that makes it much less likely to
vote
for her?
Much less
okay.
likely. Yeah. That kind of stuff, that's not okay.
This is the next statement. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
That was a fucked up thing for her to do.
Yeah.
Not cool at all.
Okay.
People are struggling living in this. I mean, people are leaving the state because they can't afford it anymore.
So, yeah. What's the closest state that you would say it's cheaper than California? That's the closest?
I don't think anything's cheap anymore.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't matter what state you go to, they want $500,000 for a basic house. I'm like, are you out of your mind? I'm not paying that. I grew up in a mansion in Michigan. I literally looked like the White House. It was really gorgeous. My dad got the guy down to $19,000.
Wow.
My dad told me, just buy an old house and put up some wallpaper. Just do it that way. Just do your own thing. Don't buy all kinds of fancy stuff. Just, you know, get what you can afford. And as much as you can, you know, get them to go down on the price, do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and let's move on. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
Well, that bitch needs to be kicked out of office.
Yes. Okay, then next.
I'm pretty straightforward, you know. It's pretty easy to understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Next statement says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on their table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap, too.
Okay.
I first moved out here, man, I went to pick up WIC because I had a 2-year-old at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask for any ID. They didn't do anything. They just passed out coupons, and most of the people in that room could not even speak English.
Hmm.
That's been going on for a while.
Okay. Next statement here. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
I would be moving out of the state if that happens.
Okay. And the last statement here, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
Of course she did.
So much less likely.
That's what Democrats do. They just take advantage of being in office. They suck it all up. But it's the truth. I mean, look and see. Look at Nancy Pelosi, man. She's like a bazillionaire.
She
has a shit ton of money on the stock market. Oh yeah, she's one of the wealthiest people in California now.
I was watching some report on her. You can't even tell from her how she looks, but I think she had like 5 or 6 kids.
Oh, yeah, she had a lot of kids. She raised all her kids in California, and she's, you know, she went to, I believe she went to law school, and
how can somebody achieve all of that with having 6 kids? That's mind-boggling.
Nannies. Rich people have nannies. I worked for rich people. I worked for the guy who had the #1 Kawasaki shop in the entire nation. He used to win, this was in Michigan, and he used to win a trip to Hawaii every year because he sold more motorcycles than anyone. And, you know, they come and go, and the nannies take care of the day-to-day with the kids. That's how those kids are raised. They're raised by nannies.
Yeah. Okay, now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat, or Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican? They want to know.
Joanna, of course you know that.
Garcia Rosa, the Republican, right? Okay. Now, yeah. I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done, okay? Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
I am registered to vote as an independent, I believe.
Oh, as an independent, okay. Thank you. And generally
yeah,
speaking...
Yeah, because after I switched over a couple times back and forth, just because I did what I thought was best for our country. So
okay.
I just decided to remain an independent voter because no one party has it all right, but right now the Democrats are really fucking it up.
Yeah.
I mean, when we had Bill Clinton in office, he was great. So if he got a Hummer, he balanced the budget. We would have been out of debt by now.
Yeah.
You know?
He made things look easy, didn't he?
He did. He made everybody's life a lot easier.
Yeah.
One thing, arithmetic. That's what he told me. That's what he told everybody. He said, I brought something to Washington that no one brought before. It's called arithmetic. He had that budget balance.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I have to say that, you know, I mean, it depends on the election, but usually I have found that Republicans are a lot more fiscally aware. They don't bounce their checks. They don't run us into debt like the Republicans don't do that. The
okay.
Democrats tend to get us into a lot of trouble financially, and we always end up with a whole lot of inflation, and
Okay. Let's continue here. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative on your
conservative.
Political views? Conservative. And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be a pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
Thank you.
I had a baby at 16 from rape. Okay? It was not fun. It was horrible. But you know what? I'm so glad he's here.
Mm, that's nice.
I am very glad that boy is here. My sister talked me out of it. She talked me out of having an abortion, and she helped me raise that boy.
Wow, nice.
And he lives in Detroit. He's married, and he has a really good job. He's rebuilding some of the old parts of Detroit that they had to tear down the old buildings and rebuild them. That's his job.
Nice.
So he's
keeping him busy all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's never not busy.
Okay, so
and his
some
wife
people...
teaches in Detroit Public Schools.
Oh, okay.
Which I think
nice.
Is... She's a pretty tough chick, though. I wouldn't mess with her. I don't think those kids would mess with her.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I believe it's everybody's, you know, what other people do isn't my business. I would never have an abortion, but what other people do is not my business. And
right.
I'm not going to get out there and march. And I have a friend who literally handcuffed herself to an abortion clinic door and wouldn't let anybody in. Stupid ass. She got federal charges, man. You can't get a job anywhere.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Smooth move, Heather. That was real smart. It's abortion. You know, I think abortion is a horrible practice, but I know that sometimes it's necessary for somebody's health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very open-minded about that. I just don't think it should be used as a form of birth control, which is what these young girls, you know, they're out fucking around and they get pregnant. Oh, I'll just go get rid of it, you know. And it's like after they have their first baby, they're like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
I have talked to so many women that had that experience. You're like, oh, my God, it was horrible. I hated it. You know, because everybody I've ever talked to that had an abortion said it was hell. It was literal hell. And they would never do it again.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Okay. So regardless of
being awake and having somebody shoving things in you.
Yeah.
Whee!
Oh no.
That would be awful.
Yeah. Okay, we're almost done, okay? Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Well, that concludes our survey.
I thought he would do a good job, you know, and
He's disappointed you.
He deeply disappointed me. Deeply. Because him and Kamala Harris have just made a complete mess out of everything. I mean, it was a mess in general because of COVID, but they just made it worse. They just made it worse. And I'm just not very happy with them.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving me your time, and it was great getting to know you a little bit. Take care.
You're a very nice young man. God bless you, and you just keep working hard, and when you get old, you get to retire too.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
All right.